This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Syria State News Agency says Turkish forces and other allies attacked Syrian government troops in northeastern Syria on Thursday. They also clashed with Kurdish-led fighters. In Brussels, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper lashed out at Turkey, saying its military assault on Syrian Kurdish fighters was a mistake.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation. I mean, I think the incursion was unwarranted. I think President Erdogan, though, was fixated on making this incursion for one reason or another, and there was not a possibility that we were going to start a war with a NATO ally.
Esper says the invasion jeopardizes security gains made in recent years as the U.S.-led coalition and allied Syrian Kurdish forces battled the Islamic State group. Meanwhile, NATO General Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says there has been no call for a NATO mission in northeast Syria.
I strongly believe that what we need is an effort to support a political process, a lasting political solution, and therefore also NATO strongly support the UN-led efforts to find a political solution to the crisis in Syria.
He says ultimately the Syria crisis will require a political solution. Pakistan and India signed a landmark agreement Thursday on the opening of a new border crossing for Indian Sikh pilgrims to visit one of their holiest places in Pakistan. The rare instance of cooperation between the two nuclear-armed Southeast Asian rival nations comes amid a sharp deterioration in their traditionally strained ties. Israel's ex-military chief, Benny Gantz, has been tasked with forming a coalition government after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's efforts failed. Mr. Gantz now has 28 days in which to form his own coalition. For more on any of today's news stories, please go to voanews.com or download the mobile app and take the news on the go. This is VOA News.